Welcome to Crown of Life Baptist Church.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell. It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest hell. The guilty pair bowed down with care. God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned from his sin. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade,
morning, Central Indiana. You are listening to Pastor Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church, currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel Noblesville. We invite you to join our Sunday morning service at 10 o'clock, preparing hearts to embrace God's Word and desiring His coming kingdom. God is calling sinners to the cross, and He is calling believers to the crown. Enjoy today's program with Pastor Greg DeZula. Be listening to the end of today's program for opportunities on how you can support this radio ministry. Jesus said, "Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life."
Two women are prominently identified in Revelation. Two women are prominently identified in Revelation, one being the great whore, the Vatican City, and the other being the holy city, Jerusalem, from above. In effect, the celestial city, the new Jerusalem, or the bride of Christ. And in Galatians, it tells us in chapter 4, verse 26, it tells us that this Jerusalem from above is the mother of us all. There are two Jerusalems in Scripture, an earthly Jerusalem, referred to as Sodom and Egypt in Revelation 11:8, and the heavenly Jerusalem. Both are always referenced in the feminine gender. So this man-child represents the faithful saints prior to the Great Tribulation, the church age saints, the overcomers as spelled out in chapters 2 and 3. The birthing pains represents the saints enduring hardness until they take their dying breath. And we see many references in the scriptures about enduring hardness until the end. Be a good soldier and endure hardness. We shall be saved if we endure until the end. And so there are many references about that salvation, that reference of striving, overcoming the obstacles in our walk here on this earth. Again, saints have to be distinguished from the rest of the body of Christ. They are faithful and fruitful to the end. The saints will rule and reign in the millennial kingdom with a rod of iron, like Jesus, who will rule with a rod of iron. We see Jesus is ruling with a rod of iron in Revelation 19:15, but in Revelation 2:26 and 27, it says, the Lord Jesus is speaking to the church of Thyatira, and he says, "He that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations, and he shall rule them with a rod of iron. As the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father." And so the saints who rule and reign with Christ in the millennial reign, the thousand-year reign of Christ here on this earth, they will rule with a rod of iron just as Jesus will rule with a rod of iron. So these children, this child that's spoken of here in Revelation chapter 12 is the raptured saints. And that is a picture of the rapture, alludes to the rapture. The woman is the city of God that is still in the third heaven, the Jerusalem that is above, and the new Jerusalem, which we will see being descended to the earth, the new earth, in the end of the book of Revelation. The fifth reference to the rapture is of the 144,000 Jewish sealed servants of God, first revealed in chapter 7 of the book of Revelation. 12,000 Jewish men from the 12 tribes will be sealed, have the seal of God upon them. They will be witnesses on the earth. They will be virgins, but they will also be martyred during the great tribulation. And in chapter 14, we see them before the throne of God. And they are beheaded for their witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says in Revelation 14, 4 and 5, "These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. They are without fault before the throne of God." Again, that is the fifth allusion of the rapture in the scriptures. Just like the two witnesses, possibly Moses and Elijah, this 144,000 witnesses are raptured during the tribulation period. It is important to note that of the 144,000 Jewish servants from the 12 tribes of Israel, the tribe of Dan is omitted for obvious reason. It is with good understanding to assume that the Antichrist springs from the tribe of Dan. We learn in the book of Genesis when Jacob blesses his sons, he says to his sons, he gathers them together and tells them, listen to what he says here, "Gathers yourselves together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the last days." In the last days. These are the last days that we are living in. "Dan shall judge his people as one of the tribes of Israel. Dan shall be a serpent by the way, an adder in the path that biteth the horse heels, so that his rider shall fall backwards. Neither shall he," the Antichrist, speaking of the Antichrist in the book of Daniel, "regard the God of his father." So the Antichrist disregards the God of his fathers, and it is believed he comes from the tribe of Dan. And it says, nor the desire of women. So neither shall the Antichrist regard the God of his father, nor the desire of women, nor regard any God, for he shall magnify himself above all. The Old Testament is the New Testament concealed, and the New Testament is the Old Testament revealed. These two distinctly different first fruits, the Jewish and the Gentiles, are seen in the two loaves of leavened bread in the Feast of First Fruits in Leviticus chapter 23, verse 17. Ye shall bring out of your habitation two wave loaves of two-tenth deal. They shall be of fine flour. They shall be bakened with leaven. They are the first fruits unto the Lord. And so the rapture and those who go into the kingdom and those who are raptured out in the tribulation period will be the first fruits to the Lord. The 144,000 are the first fruits of the Gentile branch of the first fruits. And there will be, again, we see in chapter 14 of the book of Revelation, we see another rapture that takes place of the Gentiles that are martyred for their faith in Christ. So there is a lot of things that are taking place here in the book of Revelation. And the rapture is so important because of the message of resurrection, and that we need to be prepared for it, need to be ready for it, and we need to be watching for it. We need to be praying for it. And the Lord is very meticulous on these things and trying to get us to decipher these things out of the scriptures, glean this knowledge and understanding, and being prepared for his return. There is a major conversion of Jews at the end of the Great Tribulation, but these are not identified with the 144,000 Jews. These Jews at the end of the Great Tribulation, when they see the abomination of desolation, they are told to flee Jerusalem, flee Israel, and to go out into the wilderness. Some believe they will flee to the Red Rock city of Petra. And many of those Jews will die. It tells us in the book of Zechariah, chapter 13, that two-thirds of the Jews will perish. But one-third of those Jews will flee to the Red Rock city of Petra. It is believed that the one-third of the Jews flee into the wilderness flee into the Red Rock city of Petra, and they have been converted. And they would represent in the scriptures the gleaning at the end of the tribulation period. There's a sixth revelation. And now we're going to get into the grand harvest of the Gentiles that are raptured out of the earth during the tribulation period. It tells us this later in the book of Revelation. So this would be considered the mid-trib rapture. So there's pre-trib and mid-trib. And we see there's a distinction between the two. It tells us in Revelation 14, verse 15 and 16, and another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in thy sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest, there it is, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. So the rapture is a type of harvest. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Now this, there's another angel that we see the great wrath of God. We call it the grapes of wrath. And it's a picture of a vineyard, and we see the blood At the end of the tribulation period in the Battle of Armageddon at the end of Revelation 14. So this corresponds, this rapture here, mid-trib rapture of the martyred saints in the tribulation period, corresponds with the parable of the wheat and tares that we read about in Matthew chapter 13. And lastly, the mid-trib raptured saints again are clearly revealed. These saints did not take the beast and were beheaded for their witness of Jesus, which is the seventh and final rapture revealed in Revelation chapter 15. We see this. And I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire. And one thing we have to realize that we are introduced to the sea of glass in the beginning of the book of Revelation. And then we are also introduced to the lake of fire at the end of the book of Revelation. And it is believed by your preachers of old and those who preached on prophecy that the sea of glass becomes the lake of fire as God breathed across it, and it became the lake of fire. And so we see, I saw, as it were, a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast and over his image and over his mark and over the number of his name stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And these are the saints, third picture of the rapture alluded to in the scriptures. The pattern of several first fruits, then a harvest, and lastly a gleaning can be easily seen in the Old Testament first fruit offerings in the book of Leviticus chapter 23. These various harvests are seen in the various raptures revealed. Therefore, it is clearly seen that the rapture is a harvest. The book of Romans chapter 11 says, "And if the first fruits be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches." Those that are eligible for reaping are those who are ripened, holy in their walk with Christ. Let me say that again. Those that are eligible for reaping are those who are ripened, holy in their walk with Christ. So ripening is a picture of being holy with Christ. The pattern, the harvest follows the first fruits. The harvest is not the complete extraction of all the crops from the field. And then note what the gleanings are. In Leviticus chapter 23, the scriptures say, "And when ye reap the harvest of your land, thou shalt not make clean riddance of the corners of thy field when thou reapest. Neither shalt thou gather any gleanings of thy harvest. Thou shalt leave them unto the poor and to the stranger. I am the Lord your God." And we see that picture in the book of Ruth when Ruth was gleaning in the fields of Boaz. And that was their welfare program that God had established for Israel, for the poor, that they could go back in the fields and glean from the fields what is not picked up during the harvest. In conclusion, there are seven raptures in view in the book of Revelation, but some of the views are a continual reference to the same rapture. So realistically, there are only four distinctly different raptures. Number one, there is the pre-tribulation rapture, as we read in 1 Corinthians, in 1 Thessalonians. We see it in Revelation chapter 4, verse 1 and 2. We see it in Revelation chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 5. Then there is the mid-trib rapture of the Gentiles that are saved in the tribulation period. We see it in Revelation 7. We see it in Revelation 14. And we see it in Revelation 15. Then in the mid-trib rapture, we see the rapture of the two witnesses in Revelation chapter 11, verse 12. and then the 144,000 Jewish servants of God in Revelation chapter 14. And then at the end of the tribulation period, the gleaning of the Jews that are converted after the abomination of desolation, and those that flee and their lives are spared, they go into the Red Rock city of Petra, and God resurrects them at the end when he plants his feet here on this earth. And so what I believe is there is a pre-tribulation rapture, but it's only for the saints that are watching and prepared and ready. And God gives us in the scriptures many warnings about being ready, being prepared, that he's coming as a thief in the night. And a thief does not give any warning. And so it will be sudden. And so the rapture, the pre-tribulation rapture, has to be before the tribulation, because if it was during the tribulation, if there was no pre-tribulation rapture, and just all the saints will have warning, but they will be martyred. There will be plenty of warning, because they'll know they're going through the tribulation period with all the events that will be taking place and unfolding during that tribulation period. But the pre-tribulation period, before the pre-tribulation rapture, is sudden, and that will mark the end of the church age and the beginning of the tribulation period. Hope that helps you understand this pre-trib rapture. Help you. There are so many other points. I've preached on it before. It is complex to decipher many of these things. Chapter 12 of the book of Revelation took a while to interpret and dissect what the meanings there. But the Lord is intensely trying to warn the church to be ready for his return, for the rapture before the tribulation period, and to be ready to stand before his throne at the judgment seat of Christ. Heavenly Father, we just come to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior. We just ask, Lord, help us to understand the interpretation of Scripture. Help us to understand the importance of the rapture. Help us to understand the saints of old understood the pre-tribulation rapture, and that the last trump that is spoken of, that it is not something that is found in the book of Revelation, but it's the last trump is in reference to the first trump of when Moses went to the top of Mount Sinai, and the Israelites were called to the base of the mountain. And so the last trump is not in reference to the trumpets in the book of Revelation, but it is warning us of a pre-tribulation rapture when God will call his saints into the clouds to meet him in the air, to stand before his throne. And Lord, we understand these things. We understand to be ready and watching and praying. This is referenced multiple times in the New Testament, that your return is imminent, and that we need to be ready to stand before you. And you make it very clear to us that there are faithful servants and there are wicked servants. That is clear throughout the New Testament. And Lord, I pray that we all will understand what's required to be faithful and endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, and to endure unto the end, and work out our salvation with fear and trembling. Lord, help us to put all these passages together and not to neglect the importance of being prepared for your return, and not to neglect the pre-tribulation rapture. And we are living in the last days, and there are many scoffers in the earth who do not believe in your coming and your fulfillment of these things. And Lord, we pray that we would have strength and endure, that we would be ready of mind to give an answer. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
You have been listening to Greg DeZula of Crown of Life Baptist Church. Join us every Sunday morning here on Freedom 95 at 7:30 and Sunday service at 10 a.m. Currently meeting at the Wyndham Hotel, formerly the Cambria Hotel, 13,500 Tegeler Drive, Noblesville, where you will hear the hard-hitting truths found in the Word of God, unabashedly proclaiming the gospel of Jesus Christ and His coming kingdom from the inerrant and infallible King James Bible, the true voice of freedom. If you enjoy this programming and would like to send support, please mail to P.O. Box 47201, Indianapolis, Indiana 46247-0201. Your financial support is tremendously appreciated. Email Pastor Greg at gdzula@gmail.com. That's gdzula@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you.